If you continue listening right now, you have clearly already decided that some part of you has chosen to regain the pleasant experience of wedding in bed. Or rather, wedding while you sleep. Sometimes you might wet your diapers while sleeping. Other times you might wet your sheets and bedclothes. I hope you've protected your mattress, as all good bedwetters should. When you were young, as all babies do, you had limited control over your bodily functions. Way back then, all you knew about wedding was that it felt good when it happened. And you were wet when it was done. When your bladder would fill, your sphincter would open, and your bladder would contract, pleasantly voiding its contents automatically. Now, you were eventually taught that you should not wet automatically, that you should toddle to the potty instead. You didn't have a choice way back then, but you do now, don't you? And at first, holding back when your bladder filled wasn't easy. Sometimes you might forget you wet yourself, and they called it an accident. But eventually, you became accustomed to keeping your bladder in check, and holding your pee became the default, as automatic as wedding had once been. It may have been a while before you could hold it through the night, but eventually you could sleep without needing diapers. Soon, the mattress protector was gone too. Your inner mind learned how to keep you from wetting the bed. Your subconscious became accustomed to keeping your bladder sphincter closed until morning, or it would wake your conscious mind in case you couldn't wait any longer. It took a lot of training to learn that. That's because when you're asleep, your conscious mind just drifts away into a pleasant unconsciousness we call sleep. Yet your subconscious is still online, working over the activity of the day, putting things together and filing them in your memory banks. Sometimes this causes dreams. Before this training, when you used to be accustomed to wetting automatically, you still had to use your conscious mind to hold back from wetting. If you forgot to pay attention or let your mind wander, accidents would happen. When you went to sleep, your subconscious would take over, as it always does when you sleep, and you wet the bed because you were accustomed to wetting the bed. Wetting or not is a habit. When you're accustomed to something like wetting the bed, it's called a habit. It isn't hard to learn a new habit, to wet the bed. It just takes some practice. In time, your subconscious learned not to wet the bed while you sleep. And back then, that's what you needed to learn. But now, you've decided you want to go back, haven't you? Remembering how. You want to sleep so very deep, letting your subconscious take over. Knowing you are wetting the bed and finding you are wet in the morning, feeling so very good. That is a nice feeling, is it not? Good job, knowing you've made a step toward childhood, that you're remembering how to wet while you sleep. It may take some time, or no time at all, but you can teach yourself to remember. Remembering how. And your subconscious can help you get what you really want. To wet the bed. Especially because it already knows how to wet the bed. Your subconscious has always been in control. It knows how. When your conscious had other things to do, when you're awake, you don't really have to think about your bladder until you have to go, do you? It's so very easy. Your subconscious takes care of everything. You wanted to help you. Your subconscious takes care of you so you can do the things you want. Now, this may take some practice and patience. Or it might just happen. So you might want to listen to me as often as you can. And if you wake up wet in the morning, remind yourself that you're doing a great job and you're learning. So fast. And if your subconscious forgets, and it's easy to forget, you don't wet in your sleep. It's okay. Just relax. And let your bladder empty into your diaper. Maybe pretending you're asleep. soon your subconscious will learn that it's okay to sleep through the night, wetting while you sleep. Remember, your subconscious has control over many of your bodily functions, and it always has. You just have to teach it, and it can learn to let your bladder empty like it did when you were a baby.
Maybe
it really makes me feel a very pleasant feeling to wake up in a soggy diaper. I know it makes me all tingly inside to be wet in the morning. I really want to feel that more often. I feel like such a good baby. I know that all it takes is some practice. I've done it before, wetting the bed. It would be very easy to do it again. I can wet the bed anytime I want. I just want my subconscious to take over. I cannot while I sleep. I want to be a bedwetter. Good night. Every night before I sleep, that I will wake up in the morning warm and comfortable and so very wet.
And when you go without,
if I choose to sleep without
wake up in a puddle,
I know that I will probably find myself in wet sheets, and that is just fine.
Remember
when you started wetting the bed?
Certain things help me remember.
You knew you wanted to become a bedwetter.
From now on, I want to be.
You listened to your file
every night.
You knew it was working.
I know I'm working.
Every night,
you would wear diapers to bed, knowing you would wet. Your mattress was protected as a precaution. In the morning, it felt good.
So
I know.
Knowing you succeeded
and know how good it was.
Wetting the bed while you slept.
It's a little practice.
Before long, you're wetting every night. You may or may not know what it means to void. To void means to empty your bladder. From the Latin word maybe, to be empty. Now, there are many other meanings of void, but the one we're talking about now means to wet, or to pee. Empty your bladder. Now, a void may be an empty place between the stars or galaxies. It may be an air pocket in a tube of toothpaste. There's a band known as Void, and a magazine called Void. You can void a check. If you're a programmer, you can return void. If you play frisbee at the University of Pennsylvania, you may even be on a team called Void. A shape may be ovoid. You may wish to avoid an offer that is void or prohibited by law. you may find that a contract is null and void. A voider could be a piece of armor. Or a voider could be someone who was wetting the bed. Or a voider could even be a basket to hold your diapers or sheets after you wet the bed. So, while you sleep, drifting in the void of unconsciousness, your subconscious can be conscious of your need to void and let you void in your sleep, in your bed, if you would have learned to avoid the habit of voiding the need to void. Some people avoid the opportunity to void when they sleep. But you've learned to void anytime you want. And you want to void when you sleep, don't you?